Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa. On this podcast, we journey together in learning how to feel healthy, look good, and plan lives we actually like in the midst of all the everyday chaos. I'm so glad you're here. And today I have a very fun guest on the show, Carrie Blair. We are talking all things personal style. I really like the way that she talks about it as your style, the way that you show up in the world, the clothes that you wear is your personal brand. You don't necessarily have to have a company or a brand that you're representing. You are the brand. It's who you are. It's how you want people to perceive you and who you want to be. So much of that is said by the clothes that we wear. I think this was a really interesting conversation. It was super helpful for me as I am looking at being back in the workforce and doing all of that, to actually be reconsidering some of the things that I'm wearing, some of what my wardrobe pieces are going to be, how I'm going to accessorize, all those kinds of things. It was a really fun episode. But before we get there, I also want to really quickly mention, you know, we are headed back into fall, and a lot of times our skincare changes as we are heading into the cooler months. Things get a little bit drier and we need to take care of our skin a little bit differently. And so if you are trying to consider some different things that you want to be doing with your skincare, you might want to hop over and get my free skincare guide. So I have all different price points covered, all different clean products that I have verified with the EWG that are going to be good for your body, but are going to help you address different issues that you have with your skincare. It has the entire lineup of the order of things that you want to do your skincare in, what you should do morning and evening, tons of different brands to choose from, lots of information packed into my free skincare guide. And you can get that by going to mackenziecoppa.com/skin. It's as simple as that. Just put in your email. It will get sent to you right away. It is a robust PDF with all the things that you need to get started on or refresh your skincare journey. So head over to mackenziecoppa.com/skin to get your free guide today. All right, without further ado, let's jump into this style conversation with Carrie Blair. Welcome, Carrie.
Thank you so much, Mackenzie. It's great to be with you.
Yes, I'm so excited to have you here today. As we were talking just before we got going, I have some new things on the horizon that, you know, I need to be zhuzhing up my style for. So we are going to be talking all about that in this episode. But as we're getting rolling, would you just go ahead and introduce yourself to my audience?
Sure. I'm Carrie Blair, and I own The Style Studio by Carrie Blair, which is a personal styling firm in Denver, Colorado. And we transform executives, CEOs, everyday people's lives, and we help them rebrand themselves so that they can make more money, be more successful, meet the love of their life, fulfill their dreams. And I've been doing that for 20 years, and I have a team that styles people. And now we've just taken it, I want to say taken it on the road, but we've taken it online so that we can impact a lot more women in particular, because I think women should feel beautiful every single day, and anything less is unacceptable.
I love that. I've always been somebody who, like, I like to put my best effort out there. I don't know if you're familiar with the Enneagram, but I am an Enneagram 3. So I like to be pulled together. I like to have my makeup done and like a nice outfit. But I've worked from home for a lot of years. Yeah. And I think especially all these pandemic years, it's just become even more isolating and we get comfortable. Yeah. I know there are a lot of other women who are like this as well. It's like you just get used to throwing on the yoga pants or whatever, and you kind of like lose any sense of personal style. And you just start going like, well, I don't really have anywhere to go, so I shouldn't like get dressed up. Or you just kind of like put on pieces that are fine, but you don't love. And so I would love to hear from you, like what your whole idea is about like branding yourself. Because I don't think it necessarily has to be that you're like heading up a brand. I think this could be for anybody to like have your own personal sense of style. So
yeah, I love it. Well, thank you for sharing what you've been going through, because it's so common. And I think a lot of people can relate. And I just want to back up for a minute and look at why that even started.
Yeah.
Right. So like, at what point did we say as a society, like, okay, let's just give up?
Yeah.
Like what's that about? And why did so many women in particular buy into that? Like it became the social norm to say, like, I mean, if I could tell you how many times mom friends will say, apologize for how they look around me. I'm just like, why are we doing that? Why are we leaving the house so then we can apologize for something? Why not spend 5 minutes feeling great about ourselves?
Yeah.
Because
not the norm in other cultures. Like I read so much about France in particular.
Oh.
And like, you do not see a sweatpant if you're in public, you know, like there is just, you pull yourself together. That's just the way it works.
Yeah.
And you feel better when you do.
I know. I just got back from spending 2 weeks in Europe and
it's
just a different mindset, but yes, they just care more. They take pride, and I think they've got it dialed in. They know first impressions matter and they're intentional about it. Right. Yeah. Like I love seeing like the little old men with their slacks on and their button down shirt going to the supermarket.
Yeah.
Like they're not going somewhere fancy.
Yeah.
But they feel good, or with their hat on, or, you know, it's so inspiring. And I think as a culture, Americans, we got really lazy really quick and we used it as like an excuse to be comfortable. We're more into comfort than any other society I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
Right. Like the number one thing I hear from people over and over is, but I want to be comfortable. Well, who said looking great means you can't be comfortable?
Yeah.
You absolutely can't.
It doesn't necessarily mean like pajama level comfort.
No.
But you can still be comfortable. Yeah.
You can be absolutely comfortable. I mean, with the fabrics that there are today and the styles, like you can look amazing and still be comfortable. So I think the first thing to dissect is why you did what you did, not putting this on you, but people, right?
Yeah.
Like, why did I choose to do that? Because not everybody did choose to go the sweatpant route the last couple of years. And now we're faced with this crisis, right? A lot of people are out of their houses now, or starting to get out of their houses, and they're conflicted. They're like, I don't have anything to wear. I don't like anything. I don't know how to dress anymore.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're experiencing some of that.
Well, because it's like, I still would get dressed to go out. Like even the grocery store, I'm always like, I want to, if it's the only place I'm going, I'm going to like try to like look my best, but still I don't have much in the way of clothes anymore, especially because I feel like over the past couple of years, we've hit that trend change where I know it's not, like, your own personal style shouldn't just be based on trends. However, there are things that change in the trends that if you keep wearing the same thing you've been wearing for 10 years, it's obvious.
Yeah.
That, like, things have shifted. I know, especially like with pants and the fit of those kind, like it's not about the skinnies anymore and that kind of thing. Like there has been a shift.
Yeah.
And that requires a little bit of an overhaul to what you've been wearing. And I feel like it kind of really like, there came that point where it was like, oh, okay, you could kind of get away with it for a while. And now it's like, oh no, you can't anymore. Like,
right.
You got to kind of overhaul. And so we're at this place where, like you said, like I'm about to go out to work out of my house a few days a week. And I'm going like, okay, what do I wear? Like I want to feel presentable, because I do think there's something to like, especially because I'm going into like the beauty industry, you want to get a service from someone who you look at and you think like, oh, they know what they're doing because they know how to pull themselves together.
Yeah. Well, so, I've always said beauty inspires people.
Yeah.
It just does.
Yeah.
So if you feel and look beautiful, you'll inspire people around you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
it's like why we love a great sunset. It's like why we love a great painting. But somewhere along the lines, people stopped thinking that it was about beauty with us. Like, well, oh, it should be deeper than that. Well,
I think there is
it
that,
should.
Yeah, there's that piece where, like, as along with the comfort piece, I think our culture has almost made it like, oh, you're being egotistical if you pull yourself together, or you're like, we have all this like acceptance and body acceptance that like you should just, you know, like me or think the same about me if I'm dressed frumpy or if I'm dressed amazing. And that is
that's not
reasonable.
The case.
It's not because it's not what actually happens. Ladies, our next partner is AG1. It is truly the daily foundational nutrition supplement that supports whole body health. I drink it literally every day. And you may have heard that I have been in a bit of a pastry era. And this summer, I just have to be honest, I fell off a bit of the, you know, healthy bandwagon in a lot of areas. But the one thing that I could not let go, that I could not quit, was my AG1. I still take it every single day because it just makes such a difference in the way that I feel, the way that I feel like my brain works, my gut health, for sure. I notice a big difference in that. And this has been a busy summer. We are headed into a super crazy and busy fall. And I love knowing that just so quickly, I can grab a packet of AG1 or a scoop of AG1, throw it in a little bit of water, mix it up, and I have that burst of energy that I need for my day because I need a lot of energy right now. There is a lot going on, and I do not like to turn to caffeine. It doesn't work for me. It messes me up. It makes me feel all crazy. But AG1 is just like that clean hit of energy that I need because it's just nourishing my body with all the good stuff that it has. It has over 75 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and whole food-sourced ingredients of high quality that give me major benefits. Plus, I'm entering the beauty industry now, so I also love having something that supports my skin and hair and nails. I need to be looking my best, you guys, along with having the energy that I need. You can have AG1 delivered to you every month, so it's super easy to just make a daily habit. You don't even have to think about it. And I'm really looking forward to having the single serving packs with me as I'm going to be out of the house a lot more this fall because it'll just be so easy to even throw into my water while I'm at work. So if you want to take ownership of your health, try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/livewell. That's drinkag1.com/livewell. Check it out.
I have this great story. Can I tell you this great story?
Yes.
It's completely made up and yet it happens every day.
Yeah.
So imagine you're at a networking event or a party or and there's a bunch of people around you and you see this guy from across the room. Let's call him Steve. And Steve is short and portly and bald and has like glasses and just not anything like you would normally, be drawn to. Mm-hmm. Not romantically, but even like to get to know, right? Yeah. You look across the room and you see him and you think, oh my gosh, I have nothing in common with that guy. I'm going to keep working the room. Happens every day, right? Yeah. And that doesn't mean that you're judging Steve. That doesn't mean that you don't like Steve. That doesn't mean anything superficial. It just means we have less than 3 seconds to make a killer first impression. Mm-hmm. And we live in such a fast-paced society that people are making split-second decisions about who they want to meet, who they don't, who they want to do business with, who they don't, what they want to purchase, what they don't. And so there you are at the party. You don't have any regard for Steve. You're hanging out with your best friend, other people. And at the end of the night, your best friend says, oh my gosh, Mackenzie, did you meet Steve? And you're like, no. And she's like, you have to meet Steve. We've been working together for 10 years. Steve comes over. He is the funniest guy you've ever met. You have a blast with him. You have so much in common and he is awesome. He's like your new BFF, right?
Yeah.
The problem is that you were never going to meet Steve.
Yeah.
Had it not been for your best friend, because Steve's first impression was completely a mismatch.
Yeah.
So the conversation is like so important. And it's interesting because I think we learned about the power of first impressions in elementary school.
Yeah.
Right? My daughter already knows this. And, but yet no one's doing anything about it. So we know it's important. We know it makes a big difference. But every morning when you get dressed, you aren't thinking of what's the first impression I'm going to make today? Who am I as a brand? and making sure that that look is consistent. And that is the number one easiest, and I really do mean easiest way to get and attract what you want in life is having a great first impression and matching your brand. You will start attracting things with ease in life. And that's my mission, is really to get people to get, wait, I don't have to walk into my closet. It's interesting. We start our day with something in common. We all go to our closets, right?
Yeah.
And for the most part, when people go to their closet, they're like what you said earlier, like, I guess this will work.
Yeah.
Right? They don't think like, yes, I look extraordinary. I'm going to nail it today. No, it's like, well, this could be fine. And then, I mean, that's like the best case scenario, right? The worst case scenario is I hate everything. And,
yeah.
Right. And we put up with that day in and day out because it's normal, because everyone else is experiencing that, because you don't have time to deal with it. You don't know there's another way. And you're starting your day deflated.
Yeah.
Right. And so how great can your day really get when that's your start? It's hard.
Yeah.
So my whole theory is, what if you start your day like, I look amazing and I'm going to nail it and no one can mess with me today? That's a different energy that you're putting out there. Yeah. That's a different day you're creating.
Well, and I think that if you stop kind of like distinguishing the days as much. I'm trying to do this because I think especially for women who are home a lot or you work from home, you feel like, well, I don't have anywhere to go, or I'm only going to the grocery store, or, you know, like whatever that is, instead of being like, I feel better about myself. I do better work no matter where I am if I am pulled together and I feel good about myself. So why shouldn't I, like, why do I have to save the outfits for just a special occasion? You know, like, why
totally
can't I
agree.
Look the way I want to look every day?
Yes. Yes. Cause it's about us and how we feel.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And then if you feel extraordinary and you're radiating that, then people want to know, like, what's different about you?
Yeah.
Who are you? What's different about you? I need to get to know you because you've got something going on. And then it gives them permission to feel great about themselves.
Yes. Yes. And I think that's where we kind of can get it backwards in our culture, because I think a lot of women will kind of go like, well, who does she think she is getting all like dressed up? Or we think women are doing that anyway, where it's like, what if instead it's the, well, she feels like she can, so maybe I can too. Like, why don't we like a rising tide raises all ships, or, you know, like we can all
agree.
Let's join together. And like pulling ourselves back together again.
I know. And you just brought something up, which always makes me laugh, is when people think, well, I don't want to be the dressiest person there.
Yeah.
Well, why not?
Yeah.
If that's how you want to dress and it makes you feel amazing, why not?
Yeah.
Like, why do we care so much how other people perceive us instead of feeling great about ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
Which I agree with you 100%. And I love when I'm like at an event or a party or the theater or something, and I see someone dressed unbelievable, like way better than me. I'm inspired by them. I'm like, damn, girl, I love that. And then they inspire me to become better. Right?
Yeah.
I agree.
If those people are confident in what they're doing, we don't question them as much. I think if you walk into the situation with your best on and then you apologize for it, then that starts people going, you know, like, oh, well, yeah, like you just kind of have to own it.
You have to own it. And that's with regards to anything you put on your body.
Yeah.
Like if you're going to be the kind of person who is going to wear Lululemons all day, every day, then you got to own that.
Yeah.
Or change. Yeah. Right.
Yes.
And or if you're going to be the best dressed person there, you got to own it. It's sort of like when I love the conversation, not so much right now, but the beginning of the season, people and their white pants, like, well, when can I wear white pants and how do I wear white pants? And I can't believe they're wearing white pants or whatever. It's so funny, the stigma about white pants, right?
Yeah.
Which I happen to have on today. but my whole thing with white pants or with anything else is if you want to wear them and own it.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't matter because then people have less to say when you can own it. But if you put something on and you're insecure about it, people have a lot to say because they can feel your insecurity radiating from you.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely think that's true. So go ahead.
I want to go back to your question though.
Yeah.
Because I kind of derailed us a little bit.
No, that's fine.
Regarding first impressions and branding.
Yeah.
So that's why that conversation is so important, because most people build a wardrobe based on what fits.
Yeah.
Or what they thought looked good. They haven't built a wardrobe from who are they and what's their first impression and what's their brand.
Yeah. And so how do you figure that out?
Yeah. Well, the first step is you want to sit down and look to see who are you? What do you want your first impression to be? So you have less than 3 seconds to have people know everything that they need to know about you, right? Mm-hmm. So, and just as intentional as brands are with their coloring and their font and their wording, and you want to be that intentional with your wardrobe. Sure. And it's not as difficult as it seems. But maybe sit down and do some soul searching and look to see what are 3 to 5 adjectives that describe who you are. And some people, this is the hardest question I ever ask them. So another way to say it is, what would your best friend say about you? Like the 3 best qualities about you. So I'm going to put you on the spot, Mackenzie. Is that okay?
No. Yes.
You're like, edit.
Wait a minute.
So tell me, what are 3 to 5 adjectives that you would use to describe yourself?
So my personality, not necessarily my style.
Who you are.
Who I am. Oh no. Where is I my best friend when I need her?
I know.
I need her to answer for me. Because I was going to say, the first thing I was thinking of was like more style based, which would be like classy. But I think it would be, well, I don't know. Smart, I hope. Funny, okay. I think. Organized. Ambitious.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, this is hard.
I know, right?
Yeah.
That's why I love that you are willing to do it with me, because I want people listening to know this isn't some easy little like, oh, I'm going to write down 3 things. No, it's the most difficult thing I deal with people, right? Because you're rebranding you. So let's just see if this fits. Okay.
Okay.
So you said smart, funny, ambitious, and organized.
Yeah.
Does that feel like who you are?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I mean,
there's something that's coming up for me. Like, I don't know why this word just keeps coming up about being caring.
Okay. Yeah.
Does that fit for you?
Yeah. I mean, like, I think I always like diminish myself in that way because I have friends who are 2s on the Enneagram. So that's like, they are the ultimate, you know, like most caring people. But of course I care about people. And like, I think I'm very relational.
Or maybe it's interested.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the word.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good one.
You seem like that to me.
Okay.
And in our short time knowing each other. So you would want to, and then you have to take out the question marks at the end of every.
Yeah.
Right. Like smart. I think. No, you're smart.
Yes.
This isn't comparison. This isn't what level of smart.
Yeah.
This is you're smart. You're funny. So you've got to also own those aspects of yourself.
Yeah.
Right. Because
well, it was more like being like, is that what she would say? You know, but I think I'm funny.
Perfect. So then then that's not relevant.
Okay.
In that sense. So if you think you're funny, then awesome. That's all that matters is really who you think you are. That question about your best friend is just to open it
like
up.
Like a catalyst.
Bit.
Yeah.
Right. So then what you would want to do is have these 3 to 5 words, and it's okay if they change.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're not married to them. They're just who you are right now. Mm-hmm. So you would create a first impression around those words: smart, funny, organized, interested. What was the
ambitious?
Or ambitious. Yeah. So then you would start to create, okay, what would someone who looks like that or who is that, what would they look like? Mm-hmm. Right. And at first it seems like a daunting task. Like I have no idea. So recently I had people, I did this masterclass and this seemed to work. If you're having a hard time figuring out how that look translates into style or fashion, use Pinterest.
Yeah.
Like, get on Pinterest and you can look through pins and start to distinguish, okay, that woman looks sophisticated. That woman looks smart. That woman looks, and then you can start pinning things that look like you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You can also go through your closet and try things on and look in a full length mirror. That's important. Get a full length mirror if you don't have one. And look in the mirror and say, does this represent funny, ambitious, smart, organized, those things?
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't, you have to be willing to let it go.
And then what if your whole closet disappears?
That is normally what happens.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah.
Because we've never really rebranded ourselves. So first of all, if you're really wanting to do this,
mm-hmm.
be willing for it all to disappear. Most people think that who we are for ourselves is all wrapped up in how we look mm-hmm. or the clothes that we put on our body. And it's not. So you get to choose the clothes that go on your body.
Yeah.
So a lot of people have closets filled of things that aren't them. They don't even like them. They don't even feel like you, fit you, et cetera. They're just place fillers.
Yeah.
So if you knew that they don't feel good, they don't really represent who you are, then the next thing is having the courage to let them go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ladies, you have heard me mention a lot lately that this fall is getting totally crazy. I'm working out of the house for the first time in forever. And so I'm having to really think through how I'm going about my day and how I'm making sure that I stay nourished, because I don't just want to be turning to a bunch of junky snacks or granola bars that are just filled with sugar or any of that kind of thing. I want like something that's going to be a really good nutritious punch for me and also have things that are going to help my brain, and it also needs to taste good, if I'm being honest. So for me, with all the busyness and running around this fall, that means that I'm going to be turning to Mosh protein bars, because they are the smart snack to keep my brain and my body fit, fueled, and feeling good. If you're busy and constantly on the go like me, you need to try Mosh. It's a protein bar made for your brain. You guys, they have 6 delicious flavors. My favorite is the chocolate peanut butter crunch. It's got that perfect balance of chewiness and also the crunchiness that just makes it really satisfying. And each Mosh bar includes 12 grams of protein and is made with ingredients that support brain health, which I really need with all of this craziness. Things like ashwagandha, lion's mane, collagen, and omega-3s. And at 160 calories and only 1 gram of sugar, Mosh protein bars are the guilt-free snack your brain and body will crave. Your brain is your number one tool, which is why Mosh protein bars are mindfully formulated by some of the top neuroscientists and functional nutritionists. Founded by Patrick Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver, Mosh is a mission-driven brain health and wellness company that donates a portion of all proceeds to support women's brain research through the Women's Alzheimer's Movement at Cleveland Clinic. I'm just so relieved to know that I have something simple that I can grab, have in my work bag, and be able to turn to when I'm feeling hungry throughout the day and when I just need a little bit of a boost for my brain. These bars do the trick. So don't settle for a mediocre snack when you can nourish your body and mind with the fuel it needs to succeed. So whether you're at the gym, on the go, or just living your best life, Mosh protein bars will keep your brain and body fit, fueled, and feeling good. Head to moshlife.com/livewell to save 20% off plus free shipping on your first 6-count trial pack. That's 20% off plus free shipping on your first 6-count trial pack, which includes all 6 mouthwatering flavors. moshlife.com/livewell.
And it takes courage.
Yeah.
Right?
And money. I mean, let's not ignore that either. You may be naked if you...
Well, it doesn't take money to get rid of them. It takes money to replace them.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, is that you don't need to think of it from I need to replace everything, because that's mm-hmm. where people's minds go is, okay, I just got rid of 100 items, so now I need to go replace them. No, you don't. And here's why. Most people only wear 20 to 25% of their wardrobes.
Yeah.
True?
Yeah.
So that's the part that you need to replace, not the 75% that you never wore anyway. So if it's a hard task to get rid of everything in your closet, just start with the 75% that you don't wear.
Yeah.
Right? Get rid of all of that. And then look at, with a discerning eye, that last 25%. Do you love it? Does it make you feel good? right? Yeah. And then look to see how you could replace those things. Look to see how you can replace those few items. You don't need an entire wardrobe. You need some great pieces that will mix and match easily that you absolutely love.
Yeah. And so what should some of those staples be as you're, okay. So what should some of those staples be as you are trying to transition things over and like kind of where do you start?
So it depends on you and your lifestyle and your goals, mm-hmm. right? So there's not just a, here are the three items every woman needs.
Sure.
I don't know that every woman needs a dress. It depends on your lifestyle, right?
Yeah.
So that's the next step is to actually break down, look at your lifestyle, look at things that you feel good in, kind of create your signature style. That's mm-hmm. how I like to say it. So my signature style in the summer is I love to wear dresses because it's hot.
Yeah.
And then in the fall, I love to wear jeans and blazers. That's my signature style.
I could tell by looking at your website. I was like, oh, she wears a lot of blazers. This is
a lot of blazers. That's my signature look. Mm-hmm. So you want to create, like, what do you love to wear? What really flatters your figure? Then you can create your first impression inside of those pieces. Mm-hmm. So I'm a jeans person for the most part. So I've got to find really amazing fitting jeans.
Yeah.
Right? That's imperative. And I don't need 12 pairs of jeans. I mean, I have more than that, but I don't need that.
Yeah.
So if you're starting out, you need a couple, if you're a jeans person, you need a couple great pair of jeans. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people think, I always think it's interesting going through people's wardrobes. It tells me so much. And people think they need a white button-down crisp blouse. Well, mm-hmm. I don't own one. Never have. They don't even look good on me. So why would I need that?
Yeah.
And people feel that way, but then they have those in their closet. Or when we're making a list of things that people need, they'll say, well, I need a pair of black pants. Why? They're not going to an office.
Yeah.
Their lifestyle doesn't say they need a pair of black pants. It's just, so you've got to deconstruct what's going on in your mind about mm-hmm. what you think you need and what you actually need.
Yeah.
Because if you found, like, I don't know, 10 to 15, if you're on a budget and you find 10 to 15 pieces that mix and match that you absolutely love, that you feel great in, that's life changing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And that doesn't have to be thousands and thousands of dollars. I mean, if your budget allows, then great, buy higher quality. But if it doesn't, start off with what you can mm-hmm. afford to do. Maybe you afford to do like three amazing outfits and you wear them on repeat.
Yeah.
That is going to change how you feel about yourself. It's going to change your first impression. And you'll notice circumstances in your life will start to change.
Yeah. Well, and I think something else I want to ask about that, though, because I think that we're going to get some new shirts that we really love. We're going to buy some new pants that we really love. But putting together an outfit is so much more than just pairing a pair of pants and a shirt.
Like, it is.
To be fully pulled together, that's a different thing. And so it's, you know, pulling in your jewelry and how you style the pieces and what accessories you use and what kind of layers you use. So how do you figure out how to do that?
Well, I think accessories are the unsung hero of a wardrobe, right? So many people, even clients of ours, they buy these fabulous wardrobes and then they won't spend money on jewelry. And I'm like, but that's like giving someone a gift that it's wrapped, but there's no bows on it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what makes a gift so special is when you accessorize it. You put the bows and the ribbons, and then you're like, ooh, what's in that?
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So you can take an ordinary outfit to extraordinary mm-hmm. by getting the right accessories. And it can be very, very simple. So I'm an advocate of, you could have, like, I don't know, if you're just starting out, you could choose like three or four necklaces, three or four pair of earrings that can go with anything. Mm-hmm. So don't be attached to matchy-matchy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, this needs to match this, and that only works with that. Same with your shirts and pants. I want you to have a wardrobe that can mix and match. Mm-hmm. You can wear it many different ways, and it can go the long haul, not just something that you wear, okay, I have to wear that shirt with those pants, with those earrings and that necklace.
Yeah.
Don't
it's kind
do
of like that old, like when you would buy a bedroom set and it all matched.
Like it was, what was it called? Like the comforter in the bag or the bedding in the bag?
Oh yeah. But also like the furniture, it would be like, it had the same scroll work on the bed as the nightstands, as the, you know, footboarders, like the, no.
You're speaking to my 8-year-old self who had that. Right.
The dresser, the like, it all matched.
Yeah.
Like it took us a while to realize like, oh, maybe this isn't the most interesting look.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And I know that that task is also daunting.
Yeah.
Right. So a lot of people, to get out of the, I feel like people do that matchy-matchy thing because it is easy.
Yeah.
Like if they match, they must work together and then you don't have to put thought into it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other ways to do it as well. You know, and we train a lot of our clients on how to do that, like how to train your eye on what's the best style, what's the best fit, what's the best colors, because there's so much that goes into it, right? You can have the best, you can have the best outfit ever, but if it's in the wrong color for you, you just ruined the whole thing. Yeah, or if you have the best color and it doesn't fit, you just ruined the whole look. Or if you have the best color and the best fit and you have zero accessories, you just ruined it all.
Yeah.
So I think that's where people get overwhelmed, is by the amount of choices there are.
Yeah.
And the amount of decisions to make. And so that's why we really try to make things simple and easy. And we even created, I created this 6 months ago to go along with the online course, that if people need, we teach them how to accessorize. But if they don't know where to begin, we do this accessories in a box.
Oh, nice.
Put together. Here are the pieces that you need for your starter.
Yeah.
And then go. Like,
you don't have to think about
fine,
it. Yeah.
Right. Even with the t-shirt. Like,
even
with the t-shirt, you can wear a simple necklace and you instantly elevated it.
That's absolutely true. And you see that. You see celebrities do that. You see so many people take very simple pieces and make them so much more. And I think a lot of times we look at that and be like, oh, why can't I figure that out? Or why can't I do that? But it really is as simple as just throwing on a necklace.
It can be that simple, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also like having something that fits well, you know, I mean,
exactly. And I think another important thing to realize is that, which I really work with people on, is trusting yourself.
Yeah.
So I don't know where people lost their trust of themselves, right? So I don't know, someone told you, you did it wrong. Someone criticized you. You thought you did a great job and someone told you you did a bad job. I don't know, but people trust salespeople at stores more than themselves.
Yeah.
And that's a shame. Mm-hmm. And it has to change because, yes, they can make you look great.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't feel like you and match your brand, then it's not right no matter how much they say it looks great.
Yeah.
So you have to learn to trust yourself. Like if it doesn't feel like you, don't wear it. Because going back to what I said earlier, you can't own it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's doing the opposite of what you want it to do anyways.
Yeah. Yeah.
So learn to trust yourself. And at the end of the day, that doesn't mean you can't have help. I'm a big advocate for getting help.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, so when we work with clients, I always tell them, I have a rule. I actually have two rules, which one is you can't look at price tags because women in particular buy things based on how much they cost, not if they look good.
Yeah.
And rule number two is you can't, they can't buy it, leave here with it unless they love it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter how much I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like I could love something all the live long day, but then I should buy it. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You need to love it.
I do that with my girls when we're going like back to school shopping or whatever. Yeah. I always ask them like, but do you love it? Like, especially if I'm seeing any hesitation, because I know the pieces that I've purchased that I don't love, I don't wear them. Or I, you know, it's like my last resort, or I don't feel good about myself when I do decide to wear it. And so I always will do that with them. Like, I don't have the money to be spending on this. If you don't love it, I want to know you're going to wear it.
Yeah. And how old are your girls?
They're 8 and 11, so still younger. Yeah.
I have an 11-year-old.
Okay.
And I will tell you, I do this exercise with her.
Yeah.
So the same one that I just walked you through, like she's going into sixth grade.
Yeah.
And wants to have a different look than she did in fifth grade, obviously. So we rebranded her. we sat down, what are three things you want people to know about you by just looking at you? And then we bought a wardrobe around that.
I love that.
And then what I do, because we also struggle with, I'll buy her things and then she won't wear them.
Yes.
Yeah. The amount of money that we waste, right?
Yes.
Especially on girls. Uh-huh. So here's what I do. I don't even take her to stores. Well, sometimes, but not very often. I just buy everything and bring it home. Mm-hmm. And she does a fashion show for me and puts them in piles like, yes, I absolutely love this. This fits my first impression. And then I wait a few days and she tries it all on again.
Okay.
So she has to say she loves it several times.
Yeah.
And
before you keep it.
Since I started doing that, it's completely changed. She wears all of her clothes now.
That's so helpful. Ladies, it is back to school season, and you know what that means. It means that feeding our families probably just got a lot more complicated because our schedules are crazier and people are running in 1,000 different directions, and it can be really hard to organize what you're going to eat. And there's nothing worse than getting to 4 o'clock on a school day and having activities in the evening and not knowing how you're going to feed your family. I mean, can I get an amen? That is why I love Plan to Eat. Even if it means that I am planning for pizza, I can put that on the plan and then I know what the plan is and I don't have to use my brain power to try to think of what I need to feed my family. Because even if it's only pizza that I have put on the plan, I've already decided it. And that is the glory of using a meal planning system. I mean, that's really just one of the glories of using a meal planning system, because Plan to Eat has so much to offer. You put in your recipes that your family already knows and loves. So put in there those things that you know you can rely on, that everybody is going to eat. Put in there the things that you can fix quickly, or you can put in the crock pot or the instant pot and you know are going to work for the way your life has gotten busy this fall. You can even plan for leftovers. And then all you have to do is drag and drop those recipes onto your little calendar. I would suggest you do like 5 to 6 weeks of calendars. And then you just make those into menus and you repeat them over and over again throughout the year. Because with that many different menu plans, your family is not going to realize that you are on repeat with what you are eating. And it just makes life so much simpler. It's like putting in a little bit of work right here at the beginning of the year that is going to pay off and be a gift to future you all year long. Plus, when you do that, when you have your little meal plan made, it automatically makes your shopping list. So whether you are shopping online or you are going in the store, you've always got it in your app so you can easily find everything that you need. There are so many benefits. You can even make a queue of what you've put in your freezer. You can make a bunch of freezer meals this fall, put them in the freezer, and have those in Plan to Eat so you remember what is actually in your freezer and you can plan to have those dishes. I mean, they've truly thought of everything in the world of meal planning. I highly suggest you get in there, you get your feet wet, and try out all of the different things that Plan to Eat has to offer, because it's going to make such a difference to your life. So go to plantoeat.com/livewell. That's where you can become my friend. We can share recipes and menu plans together, make the work even easier. And you can also get 30 days free and 30% off a yearly membership. So go over to plantoeat.com/livewell to get 30 days free and 30% off a yearly membership. Plan to Eat. It's going to save your life.
Right? Because it's the same way for us. Like, I'll go buy, let's say I just bought this new shirt and I love it. And then it sits in my closet. And then do I love it the next day? Do I love it a week from now when I go to put it on? Right?
Yeah.
Things change.
Yeah.
The lighting changes, the mirrors change. So I have valet rods in my closet that I put new clothes on. And I look at it, right? And decide, do I want to wear it? And if a week and a half has gone by and I haven't chosen that item and it's in season, then I return it because I know. Because you're most excited about it when you first get it.
Sure.
Right?
Yep.
So
absolutely. Yeah. There were things that we bought her last year that she was just sure she loved. No, I really love this, Mom. And then not so much. But she's going through that same thing. And we did it more like, okay, what kinds of styles? She did look a little bit on Pinterest and like, what kind of colors do you like to wear? And what is your kind of like theme that way? But I love that idea of asking them that same question of, what things are your personality? What is that first impression that you want to make? That's so helpful. And even for them.
Yeah. Because you could love yellow all the live long day, but if your first impression doesn't fit yellow or yellow doesn't fit your complexion, then it just did the opposite effect.
Yeah, absolutely. We're very big over here about the coloring. Like,
good.
I know I have terrible lighting as I'm talking to you right now. This was not a great first impression, but but generally we are very into what colors you need to be wearing over here.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Because colors so also give off a vibration.
Oh, yeah.
So it's so important.
Yeah. I could literally ask you questions all day long, but tell me really quickly about your course and like how women can be getting this kind of knowledge and figuring it out for themselves.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for asking. So it's called Your Curated Style. So they can go to yourcuratedstyle.com. We're on a wait list right now. I think we're going to open up the doors again towards the beginning of September.
Okay.
And really the course is about, for 20 years, I've been styling people and wanting to make a bigger difference. Like, it should be more than just the rich and famous who get a personal stylist, right?
Yeah.
So I literally took 20 years of experience of working with clients and what works and what doesn't. And I broke it down to a 6-week transformational program. And it's step by step. So I walk you through, how do you do your first impression? We talk about your relationship with your body and how to know how to dress it. We talk about colors and the vibration colors have. We talk about how to edit your closet, right? How do you do that step by step? And where to shop. That's probably so much value in that alone, because I tell you brand names, store names, like here's the best places, here's when to shop, here's how to save money. And then we talk about accessorizing and makeup. So we go really, really in depth. And at the end of this, you are a transformed person and your brand is now new. And I think as women, we go through so many different phases in life.
Yeah.
That it's valuable to relook at your brand often, especially as we age, we have kids, we, you know, get married, we get divorced, whatever is going on in your life, you become a different person. So you also have lifetime access to the course, which is
I love that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And so it's yourcuratedstyle.com. And then we also have, I have a giveaway for your listeners.
Oh, fun.
Which is the top jeans that look good on any woman.
Okay.
So we've dressed every kind of body type from like 00 to 28, and we've dialed it in into 4 jeans that look good on just about every single woman out there. So if you're someone that, you know, needs a new pair of jeans.
Yeah. Yes.
They can, I'll give you the link and they can get that access to that right away.
Awesome. Yeah. We'll have that in the show notes so people can get in there and get started with it. Okay. Awesome.
The last thing, I also have a podcast.
Oh yeah.
Called Style Your Dreams, where we talk about fashion, clothes, lifestyle, spirituality. We go deep. So
I love it. Things. Yes. It's the perfect companion to getting your style together, rebranding yourself, doing all that. I love that. It's like all the resources that these women can access. I love it. Oh, Carrie, I want to go like paw through my closet right now and ditch all the things that I don't want to wear anymore.
You should.
I know. Well, and it's hard because I think like certain seasons I have more of than other seasons. I've been wearing like 2 pairs of shorts all summer long and like only those, you know.
Yeah.
And also, it's a lot of it too is I think I saw on your course, because I did go look at the website.
Okay.
You also have like a bonus with undergarments or something.
Yes.
Like that too. Huge. Which is so important and we don't give enough credence to.
No, Oprah brought it out many years ago.
Yes, yes,
right?
Yes.
Most women don't wear the right size bra.
Yes.
And although she brought attention to this, people still do not wear the right size bra.
Yes. Like I remember that episode. I remember looking like at how different women's bodies looked when the girls were up where they were supposed to be and you're wearing the right. But most people just don't even know how to size. And we've got a lot of different options now too, because it's starting to be more like non-underwire options and like how to find the right fit for you. And it's not easy, especially because a lot of it is online and certain, like I have a very small rib cage.
Yeah.
And bigger girls. And so it's hard to find ones that accommodate all of that. So
yeah. Well, we go deep into that and undergarments and, you know, whether you wear a thong or not a thong and what if you don't like those. And yeah, we have so many fun bonuses with the course. I love that.
It sounds just jam-packed. That's awesome.
It really is. It's
okay.
Fun.
Are you ready to move into the final portion of our episode?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. What does a typical day look like for you?
Oh my gosh. There is zero typical day for me.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm every time I go to hire someone, they say, what's a typical day look like? And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe chaos is the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
So it could be that I'm going through a client's closet or out shopping for a client. It could be that I'm coaching one of my other stylists. It could be that we're doing marketing for the online course. It could be today is all about podcasts. So I'm recording three or four podcasts. So every day is totally different. But I think the most important thing for me is to live an inspired life. So I try to have every day inspire me.
I love that. That sounds like living well anyway, for sure. And what is one little thing that you do in your day in the midst of all that chaos that you feel like you do to live well anyway, to just like take care of yourself, or what would that be?
I start every single morning meditating.
Okay.
I do not start my day until I've had a half an hour for myself, my relationship with myself, with God, get quiet. Sometimes I do self-Reiki and I go for a walk.
Nice. That sounds like a very relaxing, good way to start your day.
I love it. It makes
Instead of
difference
just being plunged into all the chaos.
Mm-hmm. And my family knows, do not bug me until, until that
key.
Door is open again.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, now I have my this or that stock questions. Do you prefer candles or essential oil diffuser?
Essential oil.
Okay. Cloth napkins or paper?
Cloth.
City or country?
Oh, that's so hard, but city.
Okay.
I pretend to like country, but the truth is it's too quiet for me.
Yeah, I love that. And well, you don't have as many stores in the country.
I know, right?
You can't do as much shopping.
I know.
Okay. Paper or digital?
Oh, like for books?
You could talk about it for books, for planning, for whatever.
So I would say most things digital and books paper.
Okay. Shopping. Would you rather do it online or in the store?
In stores.
That doesn't
surprise
me.
Well, it depends. I will give you a caveat. If I am looking for something particular, like I need a black blazer. I need a pair of peep toe black pumps. Okay. It will always be online.
Okay.
Because it's so much easier when you're looking for something specific.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm browsing, it's in stores.
Okay. That's a good distinction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's whatever time you're making dinner and you need a mental break. Do you listen to a podcast or music?
It depends on the day. Both.
Okay.
But probably like easy jazz music.
Okay. Okay. That's a good answer. Chocolate, milk, or dark?
Dark all the way.
Okay. Yes. Sports or no sports?
No sports. Oh, okay. Except tennis.
Okay.
My caveat.
All right. Live broadcasting. Would you rather broadcast or watch?
Broadcast.
Okay. What is your favorite movie?
Oh, that's a tough one. What is my favorite movie? I don't have an answer.
You are
my
second person
my
in
mind
the past
is completely
two
blank.
Months who has given me that answer after 8 years of podcasting. There's only been two of you.
I think it's because I love to live in the moment.
Yeah.
And so I don't have like, oh my gosh, that is my ultimate favorite movie.
Mm-hmm.
I just love what I'm doing right now.
Okay. All right. I'll take it.
Okay.
Okay.
After I get off with you, I'll be like, oh, I do love that one.
Yeah. Okay. And if you were to put yourself on the crunchiness spectrum, where zero is totally not crunchy and 10 is like singing Kumbaya by the fire with your legs unshaven and dreadlocks in your hair, where are you on the crunchiness spectrum?
Oh, goodness. That's such a broad question. Because when it comes to spirituality, I'm like 10 all the way. Like, you know, I lit my Palo Santo before we got on the call and I wear crystals. And so I'm a 10. But when it comes to not shaving and singing Kumbaya, I'm a 3.
Okay.
So like, I still think beauty is important.
Yes.
And I like to be like a unicorn. Like, you can be completely beautiful and completely spiritual and crunchy at the same time.
Absolutely.
And I think we kind of have an old definition of what crunchy is.
Yeah. I used to have a business called Chic and Savvy Mamas, and it was like, you can be chic still and also like do things naturally. You don't have to be both or 100%. Be just the one. Yeah.
And I'm like all, I love all natural. Like, we eat organic. We have all natural in our house. So all of that. But I do like to shave.
But you can still, look good. And that's okay. I love that. Well, thank you so much for coming on today, Carrie. It was such a great conversation. I hope that people feel inspired to be pulling themselves together and looking their best. Mm. And you've got some great tools to help.
It's so great to meet you. Thank you for having me. And I wish you all the success in your new venture. And this is the perfect time for you to be rebranding yourself.
Right. I know.
Right. I love that this conversation happened. And I, you know, keep me in the loop. I'd love to hear how it works for you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. All right. We'll talk again soon.
Okay.
All right. That is it for this week's episode. I hope you found Carrie as interesting as I did. Hopefully she gave you some really good tips for thinking about how you can be readdressing your style this fall. I know I even did this with my daughter, as we talked about on the show. I talked to her about, like, what are your personality types that you want to shine through in your clothing? Let's talk about it. Let's figure those things out. Let's have those guide our purchases as we're moving forward into this year. I'm certainly doing it for her and myself, and I hope that it is helpful to you as well. You, of course, will be seeing what I am wearing this fall over on my Instagram, so make sure you are following me over there at Mackenzie Coppa. Next week, we have a very fun guest on. You guys, I'm having Bree McCoy on the show for the very first time, talking about her new cookbook, The Cook's Book, and she is just like a bucket of joy. I am so excited to have her on the show and have you guys listen to that episode. So be sure to tune in next week. But until then, go be bold and gracious.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.